copy of the Lewis Historic Byways Corridor Management Plan was provided to council for their review and consideration. A corridor management plan is the written document that lays out the vision and goals for conserving and enhancing the corridor qualities and describes how it will benefit economic development through tourism and recreational opportunities. The corridor management plan prevents a strategy for balance and concern for the intrinsic resources with visitors' opportunities to experience the byway. It provides the opportunity to provide guidance on how to preserve and protect the road design. The enforcement for the corridor management plan does fall to DLDOT. If endorsed, the county could use it as a tool for providing guidance for development applications. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, no question.
You have a motion, I assume?
Yes.
Okay.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council endorses the Lewis Historic Byways Corridor Management Plan.
I'd make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second.
Second.
Mr. Cole. Questions?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
In the statement there, it was mentioned that it could influence further land use decisions.
Potentially, if we so choose to use that tool.
But
sorry.
It's not a mandate.
It is not.
In any way.
No, it is not.
So you don't see that by us supporting perhaps what they would like to do in any way would jeopardize any future land use plans along the byway?
No, for us, it would be a guidance document. Any enforcement power comes from DLDOT because they have already adopted this and will be utilizing it for applications. But for the county, it would be a guidance document.
Okay.
It would be a second byway.
More questions? I do have a question. So does this in any way, if we adopt this, does it in any way affect anybody's private property rights along the byway?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Thank you. We have a motion to second. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes, I want to thank the many volunteers for all their work for putting this together. Thank you so much.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Maybe we should change it. She says, I'm not aware of it. Maybe we should say, I'm positive that there's nothing to do with private rights. I'm positive. You can say that. We'll vote for it, yes.
Is your vote yes?
Yes.
Okay.
If she guarantees me there's nothing against private
she's
rights.
She's not going to do that, just Frank.
I think she said to the best of her knowledge.
She works for us.
Well, that doesn't guarantee us anything when you say best.
There's no guarantees in this world.
Best of my knowledge, that doesn't guarantee me anything.
You're going to die.
Right, Mr. Vincent?
That is correct. And your vote will be?
My vote will be no.
Thank you. I'll vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mr. Medlarge.
Good morning, Council, and we have a number of issues before you today, and I will also take in on the one for Mr. Wright because he's on a different assignment this morning, so I had to send him out. The first one before you is the Route 13 expansion of the Blade Sewer District area before you here. And it is interesting today that we have two different type of DEL code expansions / creations before you. This one here follows the state code Title IX, Section 6502, without an election. This is an extension by petition of an existing district, the existing district area being Blades. And we received a total of 9 requests to extend the sewer district of Blades, the sewer district area of Blades, out of 16 parcels overall. This ties in very nicely with the ongoing project at Concord Road. You know that's in design and shall be in the construction in the very near future, so you'll see some bids come through here in the next few months. This particular one here, we've laid out the Concord Road project in such a way that we can expand this particular one into this area, so we should have sewers available to the commercial corridor on Route 13 south of the Nanticoke within a short order. I think it's as much of a project for the environment and the Nanticoke as much as it is a project for the economic development of Sussex County in the Blades area. So having said this, we do have we would like to ask your permission to post, that is one, and also will advise you that following past practice, even so you do not have to hold a public hearing, past practice was to offer a public hearing for the public, which in this case, obviously, is very limited because there's really no residents there. It's all commercially zoned properties. But I think one or two families may live there. So having said this, following past practice, my recommendation would be to hold a public hearing in council, followed by a resolution to expand, and also allow us to post and get your authorization to post the district for both.
Is that your motion?
You have a motion?
I do have a motion if you follow with these recommendations. Be it removed by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the U.S. Route 13 commercial expansion of the Blades area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District boundary to include 16 parcels along U.S. Route 13 as presented on June the 3rd.
7th.
7th. 7th. 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
Oh, I'd like to make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Mm-hmm. Second, Mr. Coleman. Any questions?
I know, Mr. Holland, you've already spoke to property owners, correct?
Yes. I spoke to, I think, all but one of the petitioners.
Good. Thank you.
No more questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
The next one before us is the final balancing change order for the Henlopen Acres Pump Station project. You may recall this project was awarded a while ago. We have finally completed it. This reduces the potential for electric short circuiting because we are limiting all the splices below for all four pump stations. All the wires are in, all the restoration has been made. What you see before you is strictly a balancing of previously bid unit price items, and the total effect is an additional $300 and some. So if you so choose, I have a motion for that.
Please use your motion, sir.
Trying to get to page turned. Be removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council grant substantial completion effective May 27. That was the time of the final inspection. To Mitchell Electrical Services, Inc. of Millsboro, Delaware, for Sussex County Project 14-12 Henlopen Acres Pumping Station Electrical Cable Replacement, and further that balancing change order number one be approved in the amount of $310.28, thereby increasing the contract amount from $202,092.50 to $202,402.78, and that the final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make the motion, sure.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion?
None.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
The last item is the taxiway B. and this particular project has been before you before. And I recommended in February 2016 of this year to reject all bids because they were substantially above our engineering estimate. We were able to re-engineer the project. We have a small portion of it going forward right now in front of Aero Maintenance. The remaining project as bid right now would take place in the fall after the wings and wheels. So there's no interference with all of our activities at the airport. The new prices are lower for the same scope of work at $35,000 than previously. That's about a 10% reduction of the package. We're still slightly above the engineer's estimate. However, we have, with significant effort, only been able to get two bids for the project. And at this point, with the schedule in place, with our tenants requesting the improvements, request your permission to proceed with the project.
You have a motion, sir?
I have a motion for it. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the base bid and add item X103 for contract 1621 taxiway B in parentheses W and asphalt tie down apron in parentheses N and ramp rehabilitation be awarded to Jerry's Incorporated of Milford, Delaware in the amount of $342,685.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll put the motion on the floor.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Questions on the motion?
I have a question.
Mrs. Deaver.
Mm-hmm. This is probably from our counselor. I would like to know, if we only have two bids on something, what law are we messing, what law applies there as far as how many we must have on that type of project? Because, you know, or do we have to have bids? Do we have to go bids or can we just contract it out?
Well, if you contract it out, there's certain parameters and guidelines as far as the dollar amount. But in this case, it was actually placed out for bid, mm-hmm. and there's no requirement as to the number that have to reply. Mm-hmm. You can't force people to reply.
Right. So we have two bids, and we just have to live with that.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
We have motion carried. Thank you,
thank
sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
John Ashman?
Very good.